Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Hey,
how's it going?
You look like Jack Grealish.
Well,
England top, lovely hair.
Yeah,
very nice.
I don't like this sock.
Why not?
Don't like the quality of the material.
I think I've got that exact top.
Do you like it?
No. I don't actually, for similar reasons.
Yeah,
looks good though.
It's all right. Did a 12-mile cycle. Oh, it's all about Peloton.
You
again.
Did more Peloton chat. Come on, 12 miles.
Yeah,
flipping heck.
Yeah, how's Maidstone? Oh, John.
Hello, you okay?
Will Evans.
What about him?
Is he coming to Exeter? Fucking hell, he is.
Don't know.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
Then why are you beaming?
Beaming?
Yes, you're beaming.
Like, you normally say, I don't know, and you just went, I don't know.
No, I was just all in a bluster, and I had to turn the telly off. And...
That's how I imagine your friends go, did you get lucky last night, John? I don't know. And they're like, "Wee!" Don't
I? Is he coming, John?
I don't know.
You know the list.
I don't.
Is he one of the list?
I don't know.
The list is a foot long, bollocks either.
Oh, I had a foot long Subway earlier. That's all I could think about then.
Did you?
Very nice. Yeah, good.
Oh, I don't like those because I think of all the shit particles in the tubs.
Oh, fuck. They wear gloves, don't they?
Yeah, but I don't.
Do you know the other day I had a little takeaway coffee and...
From Subway?
From Molly's Cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I saw that. Yeah.
And he wiped the spoon with his hand before he stirred it.
Unreal.
Just like that, getting the grime off it.
What, in Bury? In Bury?
No, it was in Lakeside. I went to Lakeside.
There you go, Molly's Cookies, Lakeside.
Yeah. Fucking fire him. No, don't. He's a lovely guy. Just tell him not to wipe the spoons with his hand. Will Evans then, John. 100%.
What do you mean, 100%?
What do you think I mean?
Well, let me put it this way. If we are in for him, given the performance I've just watched, he will cost definitely an extra £100,000 to £200,000.
After that game?
Yeah, 100%. If not that, there'll be 6 or 7 new teams looking at him as a result of today's game.
So Will Evans coming to... I guess if we want him, we're going to have to pay the money. So put your hands in your pockets.
Yeah. Moral of the story is... cough up.
Moral of the story is we don't need a bloody striker because we're immense. No, I'll take that back. We do need a couple strikers.
Still, though. Feeling a bit smug, aren't you?
Not smug. Smug's the wrong word.
You look smug. The wrong word? As in it makes you sound bad, or is it the right word to describe how you're feeling?
Well, we'll leave the politics down to you, okay?
But... You know the tension you were feeling, John, over the last month?
Mm.
Is that starting to sort of disappear? Are you feeling physically different?
I still think we're in that sort of horrible place. You know, we're only a few bad results away from being back where we were.
We're fine.
A few good results away from, hello, we're in the championship, oopsie.
No, I think quite a few good results from being in the championship.
Because we've played well, we've played badly, now we're playing well again. So we're like, oh, yeah. Right, we can do it.
Yeah, I remember how to do this.
I texted you guys saying, I think, I may not have texted you, I might have texted someone else, but I just remember thinking, in that first half,
Who the fuck are you texting? That bloody scout bloke that's always laughing at us, probably.
Not, he's our technical director, okay? So let's give him a bit more respect.
Help, bloke. Bloody Arkela.
Yeah.
Arkela.
Nice one.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Not Arkela, Jesus.
Arkela. Is it Arkela? Cubs.
Who's Arkela?
Cubs and Scouts. You never went to Cubs?
Oh, yes, yeah. I see what you're doing.
No, I didn't really grow up over here like at that age. I was living in Spain at the time, so I didn't do like Cubs and that.
What did you do? Kubo. Kubo.
Yeah, I did actually, yeah.
Nigga Kubo off first.
All right, careful. Fuck.
Sound like a Star Wars character, not Spanish.
I've just been watching Return of the Jedi.
Really?
Have you?
I think I was influenced by Admiral Akbar, yeah.
He doesn't say that.
Nigga Kubo on Thursday.
He speaks English.
That's how my granddad used to talk.
Admiral Akbar literally is his most famous line is "It's a trap."
Yeah, well, when he's in Lisbon, he doesn't.
Oh, Alfie, don't give me any of this shit. Like you don't watch Star Wars.
I don't. I watch the old ones.
Pathetic.
The originals.
Pathetic.
My father wouldn't let me watch the new ones, John.
Don't care. Are you still under the guise of your father now? No, go and watch them. Okay.
I am. I respect the man.
He sat right behind him with a whip.
He hates Jar Jar Binks with a fucking passion.
Well,
that's where people
just don't understand Star Wars. And other than football, Star Wars is my second favourite thing to like pass the time. I love it. I've got...
You pass the time with Star Wars?
Yeah. It's like Christmas.
Fuck me, I had no idea this was... John, you continue to surprise me.
It's mine and my brother's and probably my whole family. If there's we don't know what to watch, bang, put Star Wars on.
What's the series called, John?
There's Clone Wars, the film, then the Clone Wars.
My guitarist in my band. Book of Boba. That's the one. My guitarist in my band's in Mandalorian.
Mandalorian, Book of Boba, and then
not interested.
An extra.
Not interested. No, as in John wasn't interested in your guitarist.
Yes, I know. My guitarist was in it, and he listens to this bloody pod.
Oh, well, that's brilliant. If he's got any contacts, my dream is to be an extra or an extra character in Star Wars. That's it. That's all I want to do in my life. Cheers.
What's the cheers about?
I don't want to just be an extra. I want like a name.
Oh,
you've
changed your...
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Fucking hell.
2 weeks ago, it was like...
Hey, we're allowed to have bad weeks. We've established this, okay? We're through
now
that.
Now you want to be a bloody stormtrooper.
You need to stop letting football dictate your mood this much. You are so happy today and pleasant to be around.
But it's nothing to do with the football. If you'd seen me after the game yesterday, I was out for the count. Couldn't do anything. Straight to bed.
Yes, but you've come on here all chipper because you've won 2-1.
Oh, hold on a minute. I see what's happening here. You've had a shit result and now you're in a bad mood.
I'm not.
Oh, God.
I'm
not having
a
go.
You moan at me when I'm sad.
I'm not having a... Yes, I want consistency.
Okay, all right.
Fine. Never too high, never too low.
I'll just be miserable forever.
Yeah, where was that guy? Now it's always too high or too low. Find the bloody middle again.
I'm still thinking about you wanting to be a fucking Admiral Akbar.
No, I don't want to be... I don't want to have a lot... If I wanted a line, I'd want something simple, like an alien line. When
go on.
Something audition. Like what David said. Kubo. Yeah, Kubo. Just a hello in Alien and hello. Well, I wouldn't want to interact with Luke Skywalker.
That's what you need.
Yes, that would be great.
SJP.
Alfie's guitarist friend, if you're listening, if you've got any contacts at Star Wars, please don't
give it to him.
Ben.
No, absolutely not.
Ben, we can come
up
with
an arrangement. Ignored that. I was thinking,
what does Ben get out of it?
That's actually so true.
If he wants anything football related, I'll sort it out.
Doesn't like football.
But I'm fucked. I've got nothing else I can offer you.
lovely, that.
Were you that bothered about... God, sorry, go on.
No, yeah, I'm genuinely not that, like, high with the result. It was a really, really good result, but it's like... It's just... It's not... It doesn't feel good. Well, sorry, it feels good, but as in, like, only... As in, we're relieving a little bit of the stress that was there before. We're not... We were superb yesterday for large parts of the game, but just only relieving what was a really, really tense situation. But I think Gary's proved a few people wrong in the last couple of weeks with how we've played. Maybe even since Boxing Day.
We've won 3 of the last 5 or 6, haven't we?
And we've been...
Promotion form.
Wickham, Carlisle, which you'd want to win if you want to stay up, and Barnsley, who hadn't lost at home since September. So...
Have you been reading X-Web, Archie? Archie, Alfie. Sorry. my son's guys. Friend is Archie.
Well, I'm not your bloody son's friend.
I'm calling you Archie from now on.
Fucking hell.
It literally says his name at the bottom left, David.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't even got Archie in my head. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about him. He's just like an 8-year-old.
You brought him up.
You brought him up, yeah.
God, I'm banging on about him.
I'll let you in on a little secret. Yesterday was the closest I've ever been to throwing up at a football game.
What does that mean?
As in, like, I couldn't... You know when you're ill and you don't want to move because you feel like you might make yourself
drink
sick?
Related?
No, just that nervous. In, like, the last... From the 87th minute to the 90-plus-8th minute, I didn't move. I didn't check the time. I didn't speak to a single person around me. I just didn't move. And then when the full-time whistle went, everyone was going mental around me and I just sort of like crumbled into my seat. I had to take like a 5-minute break.
Making it all about you.
Oh, everyone. No one was asked about me. I just sat there. I just needed to... Oh.
No, that's lovely, John. No, that is nice. Did you... You must have fucking celebrated that second goal going in.
I was completely and utterly out. Like, both the goals, I was out of breath. Like, we were jumping around. Like, I was genuinely
God, what
tired.
A feeling. How do you celebrate at home, David?
Go on, do it. We've just scored. Sonny Cox.
I'll be honest. I try and be really trying to remember. It's nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
I'm not expecting like.
Well, so I'll commentate. Rashford's I'll commentate.
Pointing
and
the
you
finger
can...
to your head.
Yeah, but it's now going to be sort of not very interesting.
No, I think it is interesting.
You asked the question.
Yeah, I think it
I'll
is interesting.
Give you the time of day.
Thank you.
Right, so Sonny Cox has just had the ball played through to him by Jack Aitchison. He's one on with the keeper. Goal goes in.
Yes! Yes! No me!
Leave her alone.
No me!
She doesn't care.
We just scored. Yeah.
What did she go? No way.
Yeah, yeah, no way. No way. Yes.
That's exactly what Ali says to me when I shout something through. No way.
Oh, so it might she'll come in as well.
Yeah.
We just scored. All right, Naomi, chill out. It's that sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That's more than when you're in the ground, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't shout like that in the ground. No, maybe I will, but it's drowned out. Yes. I don't know. Do that again.
I went with...
Yes.
I went with Uncle Stu. We both had a little bit of a quiet car journey back, but we both lost our voices from like shouting and chanting and celebrating. So, yeah.
Is that the man next to you in the picture that exited?
It is. It is indeed.
Oh,
is it
him?
That's really nice.
I wondered who he was.
You've met him, David.
There he is. Billy Big Bollocks doesn't remember a peasant again.
That's not... He'll be buzzing with that. He's like your biggest fan.
Oh, I bet you that gets cut. I fucking bet you that gets cut.
I promise you I'll put a drum beat underneath.
It's one or the other.
I went with Uncle Stu. We both had a little bit of a quiet car journey back, but we both lost our voices from like shouting and chanting and celebrating. So yeah.
Is that the man next to you in the picture that exited?
It is. It is indeed.
Oh, is it him?
That's really nice.
I wondered who he was.
You've met him, David.
wondered who he was.
You've met him, David.
I wondered who he was.
You've met him, David.
Hey, Uncle Stu, how'd you do? I've been thinking about you. Hey, Uncle Stu, how'd you do? Oh, I can't take my mind off you, Uncle Stu.
Shit. You know when I met you, your cousin...
My cousin?
We're talking about your cousin. Is that?
It's uncle.
My
it's
uncle.
Hey, Uncle Stu, how'd you do? I've been thinking about you. Hey, Uncle Stu, how'd you do?
You've just lost a very, very avid listener of the pod.
Oh.
Well, he's had fucking 2 minutes on him. Yeah. Be proud as a peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he'd be buzzing that his idol doesn't remember his name.
Idol? Think bigger. But when I met your uncle, who else was there? Your brother?
Yeah. One of my other uncles, I think.
Oh, well, I can't tell an uncle from another uncle.
To be fair, I've yeah, well, no, you should.
And that's nothing against your uncles. That's anyone's uncles.
I've got six uncles and one auntie. So.
Ooh.
There you go.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
What a sausage fest.
I think... God, you fucking Archie again. Fucking right. Hell. I think, Alfie, listeners will want to know how you feel about Maidstone. I get the feeling you don't give a shit.
Fucking embarrassed at the time.
Yeah.
I was getting loads of messages.
I can't believe the FA Cup like official account tweeted about you. That was pretty mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did they get that photo? Did you send that photo?
I think no. So I was actually quite shocked. This hour, I tweeted my thing and it started to get a few likes on it.
Yeah, that did make us laugh.
What is your thing?
My I tweeted something.
Okay.
Then they tweeted underneath, but it was like a weird moment where I was looking at my phone. What? Ali, the FA cover just tweeted a picture off my phone.
No way.
Do you need that? Yeah. No way. Yeah. Come in.
Come in and see it. She's actually going to think I'm shouting at her now.
yeah.
Yeah. And then I think they got it because I did some work with them ages ago. And I must have in a group chat put that picture in is all I can think. But it was quite spooky.
Yeah, because your hair was all bushy.
All right, John. I didn't.
Were you how bothered were you?
I felt sick.
Just a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, just because I knew that the pelters. But one of my friends does play for Maidstone. So I was actually
really.
Yeah, so I was actually really.
What, in that match?
Yeah, so I was actually quite. I wasn't happy because I never wanted to lose a game. But if they were going to lose a game, I'd want it to be that game because we went to school together, and we were chatting beforehand and whatnot, and I know that it would have meant a lot with him because he was at Ipswich and...
Wow. Obviously, was he a good player when he was younger?
Just like... Oh, it was just incredible.
Good he was?
Yeah, so he would play... He was really tipped for the top. And
what's his name?
George Fowler. He was playing for...
Did he score?
No. He's centre-back. But he... We played for Debenham. He was a year below me. And he just started, like, he'd come and play for us and we'd win 5-1 and he'd score all five. It'd be that kind of thing. And he was just big, muscly as hell.
So obviously a striker at the time and then moved back to defence.
Yeah, then he went to Ipswich and he was like 15 playing in the 23s. Like, it was incredible. But then I heard him on a podcast the other day say, he was always really big and he is still really bulky, really strong, but he's not very tall. So like, I think that maybe was why he couldn't like progress a bit further. But all his family are from around here and it must have been like, so they're not even full time, those players.
So he was really, really standout.
Like, insanely, yeah.
Fuck.
Insanely good from a really young age.
Ipswich, loaned to Aldershot, went to Aldershot, loaned to Maidstone.
Yeah, yeah.
Mad. That's quite nice then for you yesterday.
It was nice because I know his family and stuff. They're all really lovely people. So that was nice, but I was flipping embarrassed because I just thought my ideal outcome was that he played really well, but we absolutely smashed him like 10-1. But yeah, it's just like, just why? That's all I thought. Why? It's very us to do that. But now
John, they absolutely battered us last year, didn't they, Ipswich?
Yep. Well, the home game, we lost 2-0 and they were unbelievable. They're probably the best side I've seen them, like, play against
Exeter,
like,
in a league
competition.
We were playing bloody... We were. The thing is, people say, well, we weren't playing our strongest team. Our second team is still good for the championship, I believe, because of our depth. Like, Twanzebe at centre-half.
Is he playing there?
Yeah, he pocketed Mbappe and now he's getting done by National League South players. It's just so frustrating. But yeah, is what it is. I'm happy for Maidstone. I love her.
Did you see you must have seen the viral clip of that Maidstone fan falling
into
what
the heck?
End.
That's insane.
That was unreal.
Yeah.
It's so good.
But it's good for them, isn't it?
Yeah. That is why the FA Cup is so good and why the format. I'm completely
they'll probably get a Prem side now, won't they?
Hope so. And the I don't know if you saw the interview with the Maidstone manager a few weeks ago in the cup tie before this one with George Ellacobe, where he got all emotional.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
He was brilliant.
He's really good. Yeah.
One thing we haven't spoken about is the Gary Outers.
Mm.
And I've been quite impressed by their switch around on X-Web.
Can I let you in on a little secret? I was in the stand yesterday and there was a little moment where I had a grin from ear to ear where the chants behind me were, "We've got Super Gary Caldwell." From the exact people that were chanting it
that
out.
That pisses me off so much.
Yeah, I was smiling.
You fickle
but
fucking...
I was just thinking in the back of my head.
Oh,
I
can't even because I'll lose my flipping mind. That's literally like, it's like the Hunger Games where they just start clapping and booing people on every word. It's like Black Mirror. It's fucking mental how they just switch week by week. And it's an actual human being. It drives me flipping mental.
It wasn't like a few people like reserved. Like these are the exact same people that in the home games would be wearing like Gary Out t-shirts or chanting like Gary Out, and they were singing "We've got Super Gary Caldwell."
You can't have that approach to life where you're just it's not abuse or love. Oh,
I am. I turned to Uncle Stu, and my dad was to my left, and I just
your
went.
Cousin.
Cousin Stu.
Yep, sure. Cousin Stu. Turned to him and I just went, oh, God, like, that is a not, like, although it's great that we've done well, it's like, oh, like, you just want to turn around and go, I was saying this weeks ago.
But they'll be going, what? We can't win. So when we support him, we're not allowed. That's what they'll be saying. We can't
that's
win.
That's what I'm so impressed by win. Their argument. Oh, okay. Fair enough. That's your angle now.
Again, another thing that we were getting a lot of stick from, and I don't know whether it was from City fans or just people in general, was that the team came and took a photo in front of the away end. They'd won and they all came and celebrated, and PPA, the company, came and took a photo, and people were like, oh, it's like you're acting like you've won the league. Da, 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 da. It's like, we've just outplayed.
Yeah. Put this on Snapchat, you little fuck. Sorry, I'm actually getting so angry now. I live so far away. It's so absolutely brilliant.
No, but a little bit of me was like, proud of the fact that maybe Gary is starting to win a few people over again, but also a little bit like, how dare you have the audacity to turn around and chant his name after you would cause the man hell for weeks.
Neil Warnock was mic'd up for that documentary and they were chanting positively to him, and he was like, oh, they'll be asking for me to leave the job next week. They know it. They know it. But it's really weird because individually, the people that are doing it wouldn't... It's like a crowd thing, isn't it? Everyone's getting swept away. Like, there isn't one person standing there and going... So you could take it to an extreme where, like, you lose the ball when you start booing and then you get the ball back and you start cheering. That is essentially what they're doing, isn't it?
I don't know. Did
just
you
leaving
see,
bigger just, gaps.
Just to quickly change... Well, not change the topic completely, but still speaking about, like, mental fans. Did you see the Port Vale fan who chased the referee off the pitch in the Portsmouth game?
Oh, my God.
So it was never a penalty, to be fair, but Port Vale, obviously, similar position to us, fighting for their lives in the division. Not
what,
very,
this Saturday, was this?
Yeah, so they don't have a very big budget, like they're like relying on loans and stuff like that. And they've taken the league leaders to... I think they were drawing at the time. And at the last minute, the referee gives a penalty that's never a penalty to Portsmouth. And this fan just runs on and chases the ref off the pitch. The referee has to run to the tunnel and a steward has to, or like the coaching staff of the teams have to grab this guy.
Nutter.
Imagine that. Imagine being that enraged at a decision
just invade the pitch and sprint. Get help. If you want to run on the pitch and attack the ref, you shouldn't be allowed to walk around on the streets. I'm getting so wound up.
But I genuinely could not believe it. I saw the clip and I was like, oh, okay, this won't be as bad as it seems. But he's literally chasing him to the
It's
tunnel.
Crazy, Bang. Isn't it? Do you see all the stuff?
Like, wanting to hurt
What was
him?
Happening
like,
today as well with the game being stopped for ages?
That was worrying. That is the first what? Time in
What's that?
Years. So what? Wolves versus West Brom versus Wolves is a pretty big rivalry. They've... Well, massive rivalry. They haven't played each other for a while, so they got drawn in the FA Cup and the game had to be suspended for like 20, 25 minutes today while people were just beating each other up in the stands. Kyle Bartley, one of the West Brom players, had to take his family from the stand and bring them down the tunnel because there was so much trouble.
There was a guy on the pitch with the stewards and his face was covered in blood.
Yep,
like he'd dipped his head in red paint.
Yeah, it's just a red...
Just a 40-year-old bloke.
Oh, my God. That Port Vale fan. What is he doing? What is he doing?
It's really scary, isn't it?
It's terrifying.
But what's he going to do when he gets to him? Let's get him on the pod.
Oh. The thing is, there'd be little shy boys.
You know, when you're on X-Web, I know this is quite X-Web heavy, but only because it's... I quite like it on there, as in... Sort of fascinating. Are there any names? You don't have to name them. Are any names that you kind of go to? You go, oh yeah, he's piping up again.
Yeah,
yeah. Same.
There's one that I generally want to sit down and go, "Are you okay?"
Who? I'll bleep out.
That.
Can you remember?
That.
Oh fucking hell! Yeah.
He. Yeah. That person is ill. Like, that is crazy to be... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's to the point where it's not even abuse, it's just weird. It's like you think it's going to be smeared in shit over a like bathroom wall. It's so weird.
Yeah, he's definitely one. Well, I presume it's a he. Might be.
Can I also just to add, I had three really lovely people come up to me yesterday and say they love the pod and like, oh, we think you're right.
Triplets.
We'll fight your corner. No. Three separate people.
Identical triplets. That'd be good.
That'd be really weird.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it'd still be three people, I guess. So, yeah. But no, it was really nice. It's cool when that happens in front of like your dad and your uncle. It's like, oh,
cousin.
People actually
your
do.
Your cousin.
Sorry, shit, I keep forgetting.
Do you, so they ask you, like, oh, we love the pod, whatever. Do they ask for a picture?
No, only a few people have asked for a picture.
But then...
Do you ever get... Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, do you then turn back to your dad, like, it's nothing to you, and you're like, oh, so what are you saying, sorry?
No, I think it's really, like, raw for me still. It's quite a mental thing to think that people actually listen to me. But like my housemates say the same thing. It's like, it's crazy that people like choose to listen to you. Like we have to listen to your shit every day.
Mm. Oh, is that how they perceive? Yeah. Really?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And then because we've got a pretty big guest. Well, not Well, he is big. We got a big guest coming up at some point who we're like,
two. Mark Goldbridge.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether we could say or not. Okay, so we got Spencer Owen coming on, who is hashtag Spencer, but like basically everyone my age that likes football watched him as a kid, right? Like I can name you every single series he's done, like The Zerati Kid, Once a Lion, Forever Blowing, Wheel of Fortune, everything. I watched all of it. I'm going to have a mental breakdown when he comes on. Like I don't.
What? John, you can't, because that's embarrassing for us.
Yeah, but he's like...
He started a football club from the ground up. And they're doing really well. They're in... What league are they in now? They've got really high up now. So when they started,
Scunthorpe United were in the Championship, and now them and Scunthorpe are one division apart. I think they're one off the...
Yeah.
I think they're one or two off the Conference South. Years and years ago, he had an alias called the FIFA player, and nobody knew who it was. Do you remember that, Alfie? Like, when he was at Copa 90, he had this alias called the FIFA player, and then he sort of revealed himself. And then, like, started his own channel. And, like, he was funny at the start, and now he's gone more, like, serious businessman type.
He did the Wembley Cup, the EE Wembley Cup. Like, he's done a few, like, massive, like, charity football matches. Like, he's put them on. But he doesn't really do his own channel too much now. He's more, just runs the football club. It is really impressive.
I love him.
Like, I think Aspilicueta owns, like, a large part of it and stuff. Wow. I think.
I love him.
But it's like his full-time job now.
So your mates are impressed by that, John?
When I told them Spencer Owen was coming on, they all sort of went, "No, you're taking the piss. You're not. Like, he's not." Like, they were all, "Ask him this, ask him that, da, 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 like, talk about this." I was like, "Well, okay, steady on. Just steady, okay?"
He started off wanting to be a stand-up, I think. You can talk to him about that, David.
I'm going to talk to him about whatever he wants to know. Ask me the quizzes. Whatever he needs to know.
What are you chewing?
Me? Just stick holder.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you put an incense in it and it burns, but to stop it going on your table, it falls into that little tray.
Oh, lovely.
Mm. Well, you didn't strike me as an incense guy.
I don't use it because they're carcinogenic.
Excellent. Good. Brilliant.
Oh, I don't know if they are.
I don't think they would be, because else what? How could you get them into households legally? Households.
The fuck have they got them in households?
My dad loves an incense. Just a shout out. Whenever he's in his office at home, he's always got a little incense burning.
Is he? What's he doing in his office? Apart from what? Google.
He does Google.
He's on XWeb. He's a silent X-Webber.
My family religiously wouldn't even look.
What's he Googling then?
I spoke to Gary after the game yesterday. We actually had a really nice little catch-up. His whole family were there yesterday, so I was really, really happy for him. And he was saying to me...
I hope they appreciate us too.
He said to me, "Oh, are you going out tonight? I'm going out. I'll be out in Manchester," sort of thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And you didn't go with him?
No, he wasn't inviting me. He was just saying, like, he'll be out.
I think he was inviting you.
Can you imagine? I'd get pissed and say, like, something.
No, you don't have to get pissed. Go to watch the flicks. Yeah. Go to the flicks together. Flicks.
In the flicks.
Go to the flicks. What's the flicks? Cinema. Go to the cinema with Gary and have a lovely evening.
Yeah. I don't think you can have a lovely evening at the cinema, can you? You've got to be quiet and...
You can still enjoy each other's company in the silence.
You can look over to him. You can look over to him and, like, if it's a comedy, laugh with him. If it's a horror film, grab his hand.
Share a wine gum. Pop it on his tongue. Watch that baby melt away.
Back to the uncuttable stuff. Have you got anything
we
you want
to put that out?
No. Anything? Any?
What, go to the cinema?
No. Anything you?
You can't. You can't have go to the cinema with Gary in the fucking pod. Why?
Because he'll be people will be thinking that like he invited me to the cinema when he didn't. He just said,
"Oh, we know he didn't."
He just said to me he was going to be going out for a drink in the Manchester
area. That's him saying, "Do you want to go to the flicks?"
No, it isn't. Yeah.
Next time, say, are you asking me to go to the cinema with you?
Yeah. I think he wanted to watch Saltburn with you.
No, that's too far. Gary.
Why? That's a very highly rated film.
Yeah, but it's very inappropriate. There's a lot of sexually charged scenes.
Well, he chose the film. Don't have a go at us.
Yeah.
He didn't choose anything.
He wants to see it, mate.
The real question is, and this is the real question, do you think Gary's a sneak sweets into the cinema man or buying them there?
Sneaky, sneaky.
I think.
What films do you think Gary likes watching?
I've got a weird
action. No, Bruce Willis.
I've got a weird feeling he's like more of a fiction, like documentary film kind of guy.
Japanese horror.
Really?
Japanese horror. That's what Gary Corduroy strikes you as, Japanese horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's got.
Why not, John?
Twisted little fucker.
This shit. Oh, anyway. Well, Gary. You did,
what do you reckon Gary wears to bed? Pants? Pajamas?
I think he could be the nude man. The other day, you know what? I'll let everyone in on a little secret here because we're jovial and it's just funny. I had to wait 11 and a half hours in A&E of my friend and I was so uncomfortable. What the heck is that on David's screen?
He's just giving you a thumbs up. Roll with the punches.
What the?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Wait, how do you do that? Does it do anything? I was so uncomfortable in A&E that I came back and I just took all my clothes off and slept naked.
What? In A&E?
No. When I came home.
Well, you don't sleep naked?
No, I sleep with boxers on.
I
sometimes
can't.
Even... So. Also, the heating doesn't work in my house, so sometimes I sleep with joggers on as well.
I love getting my clothes off around the house.
I love walking around in my pants. I love sleeping in my pants. I don't like how it... how everything sort of goes... I like to keep it compact.
Yeah, I think
bed.
I'm with you. I think it'd be... I was really uncomfortable. So I thought I don't want any clothes on. I just want to lie in my. I've got new bedding. Shout out to the Sheldon family for buying me some new bedding.
The Sheldon family.
Yeah, good friend of mine. At uni. Basically, whenever I stay at his, they've got like really nice bedding, and I always go, oh god, I'd love bedding like that. And for Christmas, they bought me that bedding.
What is this?
That
pod?
Is so sweet. And you rested your testicles and penis on it to say thank you, did you?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Shout out to the Sheldon family.
Cheers for keeping the old nuts warm.
No, that's the thing. I'm not warm in my room. In fact, I'm always cold. My heater doesn't work. I need to buy a mini heater from Amazon.
Can I just say, this is boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's football related. But on his day, Reece Cole is a Prem Snabber standard footballer.
At least.
I'm telling you, there are pockets in matches where I'm going, that guy could play in the Prem. Tiny pockets.
Mm. I like Reece Cole's boots. I'm going to buy a
You
pair
don't agree of, with me. You don't rate Reece Cole.
Those boots.
What? I love Reece Cole. In
Thank
fact,
you very much,
was,
everybody.
Don't put words in my mouth, you knobheads.
Hey!
No, because you do this every pod. You go, oh, you don't like this. No,
do you
I
not think
that,
he's Prem standard in pockets? Little pockets.
Technically, at times, yes. Or maybe not. Prem standard is ridiculously high standard, but definitely a championship player in there.
What about Prem?
I'm talking Prem.
I just don't think you appreciate how good you have to be in the Prem. I don't think...
I do.
You don't... Yeah. So. But is he a Man United fan?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know what it's like to have Prem standard players.
He is, John.
Yes, yeah.
That
okay,
goal
quite, fine.
He scored on Saturday.
Is that what you want me to say? Yes. Is that what we're doing here?
That goal he scored on Saturday was Prem quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Left okay. boot, weak foot, curled
I'd
it in.
I'd say high to middle championship quality. I think maybe there's some keepers in the Prem that say that.
What is your problem with Rhys Cole?
Oh, it's no problem. I'm just saying we've got to be realistic. Why are we lying?
Genuinely, we can cut this out. Has he done something behind the scenes to piss you off? Because you're being really harsh.
Rhys Cole is our best technical player, yes, by a country mile. But I wouldn't have said he was man of the match yesterday. Jack Aitchison
never said he was man of the match. Jack Aitchison, man of the match.
Yeah, Jack Aitchison was man
of the match. I'm talking about pockets of quality.
Yes, brilliant. Mm. Super. He's got lovely
pockets.
What do
you mean by that, David? Because you keep saying pockets.
He doesn't know what he means. He's just saying generic football.
Do you want me to answer the question?
No, actually, no.
Okay.
Well, I do. Who's he going to go with?
I'm going to go with John.
Okay. He doesn't know. Fair enough. He just says it and then moves on.
Fair enough.
Okay. Thanks so much, everybody.
Rhys Cole, Tom Carroll, they are the definition of the Silky Boys. Thanks for listening.
Oh, right. Well, he's already heard what you think of him.
He's already, you're dead to him, John.
He doesn't listen. He definitely doesn't listen to
he
this.
He does.
Well, I'll be sending this to him
a couple of weeks ago. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He sent me a GIF.
Prove it. What did he send you?
Donald Duck with his tits out.
With his? Donald Duck?
Donald Duck with the tits
Donald
out.
Donald Duck doesn't have tits. He's a bloke.
No, he didn't DM me.
No, of course he didn't. He doesn't listen to this crap.
All right.
You know what? I know how Rhys Cole feels now.
Yeah.
Your negativity.
I'm not negative.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Rhys, I think you're... I think
you haven't seen him play.
You swapped.
You've never seen him play. You've never seen him play.
If you swapped with KDB,
never seen him play.
If you swapped with KDB, City would be exactly the same team.
I'd love to see that as an experiment. Yeah, I would love to see that.
I'd love to see how KDB would get on in our team.
Right? How would he get on?
I just think he wouldn't have any runners, would he? So he'd just have to do it all himself.
Wouldn't have any runners.
As in, like, you know, at Man City, the reason... So he's obviously an incredible passer of the ball, but because he's got such intelligent runs, like, it's a combination of the two. But I think maybe, like, people... It happens with Tom Carroll a lot, right? So I think about the standard between Tom Carroll and De Bruyne. Tom Carroll is often, like, so many steps ahead of the game that he'll do a pass and someone won't be in the place where, they should, like, a top player would be.
Yeah.
Happened a couple of times yesterday where he sort of went to play it to someone or put them through and the ball was perfect, but the run wasn't there. KDB would be like that, but like
John, I'm watching Rhys Cole's goal again. That is fucking... It's unbelievable. His turn.
John. Yeah, the goal is superb. I'm not... And he is a super... Just like by country mile, our best technical player.
Couldn't get in the Prem. Not good enough.
No one's
if he was good
enough
for the Prem, someone would buy him in the Prem.
All right. I'm not saying he's good enough. I'm saying there are pockets.
Yes, pockets of Premier League quality. Fine. Brilliant. Yes, he's brilliant. He's a super player, and everyone at the start of the season was like, "Right, yeah, why are we signing this non-league?" Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Last thing, when Jack Aitchison scored, this took a while to register. Did he go up to the Barnsley fans just like that?
Yeah. They didn't like him.
Why was he doing that? Cool, he didn't move.
He played there.
They must have been giving.
He played there last.
What?
He played there, and then he scored, and then he did this.
What he's given it some.
They gave him a lot of stick on Twitter because when he left, they gave him a lot of stick. So he just gave one of those.
That is fantastic.
Can you imagine? I've never felt like, look at me now, look what you lost.
Is wunderbar. Oh, that is wunderbar, mate.
Don't know why we randomly go into
a bit of culture. Get a bit of culture in the pub.
Google.